There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
To bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. It's the only thing I wear, and there's a reason for that. I even wear the old school stuff. When I first got associated with them, what they had was better than anything out there. And now they've advanced a couple of generations since then, so it just keeps getting better and better. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, sort of a coincidental occurrence here. Joining us from G-Code is Robin Knapp. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. When I saw the thing that happened out of Idaho, you know, I made the couple of statements about carrying on body and the problems ladies might find with a holster. So my holster maker is G-Code, so I went and I leaned on G-Code, and here we are. We're going to talk about on-body carry. You believe, Robin, that the only way to carry a gun is on body?
Well, from a personal standpoint and from my viewpoint, I totally agree with that. I mean, there are situations where, you know, there are a lot of manufacturers out there that will make a holster, designed specifically for women, in terms of, you know, carrying it in their purse or whatever. But, I'm a big advocate, probably because of, I'm a retired law enforcement guy. I always believe that if you're going to carry your weapon, you need to carry it on you, because you just never know when a bad situation is going to occur and when you're going to need your weapon. And I'd much rather have my weapon on me than trying to reach for it, if you know what I mean, because those extra seconds of trying to find your weapon could mean the difference.
Well, one of the things when I talk about how modular G-Code is, when you look at a G-Code holster, say set up on a paddle, first of all, G-Code has two different sizes of paddles, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They have a shorter paddle for somebody that's, you know, might have a body contour that can't take that longer, wider paddle. They have a shorter paddle that does about the same thing that you can attach the holster to. And the holster can be canted in the setup, can't it?
Correct. And the thing is, you know, our biggest holster that we sell, obviously, for concealed carry is our Incog series, which is, I believe, is tremendous. It's the best holster out there, as far as I'm concerned, as far as concealment, comfort, and even with both our IWB holsters, the regular Incog and the newer variation, the Eclipse. I mean, you can make adjustments to the clip as to where you're wearing it, whether it's appendix or you're wearing it at the 3, 4, or 5 o'clock position, or even in the SOB position. So, I think that a lot of people, what they don't realize is they think that they get a particular holster that they're stuck with wearing it in one configuration, when in actuality with our holsters you can adjust them and wear it to what fits you, what's more comfortable for you.
As far as the now I wear the Incog. I'm still wearing the 2-clip model. I haven't tried the Eclipse yet. I have found that with the clips, if you want to, like if you're looking for a cant, but you still want it to be in the, you can take one of the clips off of it and just leave the back clip on it. Or if you want to get it and maybe put it in the smaller of your back, which nobody recommends, but you can leave the front clip on, take the back clip off, and then it cants a little bit to where you can get a better purchase that way.
Correct. And the thing is, you know, it's like with the Incog, for example, you know, we have the original Incog and we have the Eclipse. And a lot of people think that they're two different types of holsters. Well, they are and they're not. They're both the same concept. They're the same series. They're both Incogs. And they serve the same purpose, but at the same time, they serve a different purpose. The Eclipse, for example, is designed, you know, for easier access to get your gun on and off quickly. It does have a slight smaller profile than the regular Incog, but both of them are great. For example, the Incog, the original Incog, I love it because I like the double clips, and if I'm traveling someplace, I can attach a Mag Caddy to have a spare magazine with me with my Incog. Or if I'm just running around town, or I'm local or whatever, and I want something lighter, if I'm going to the beach, then I'll use the Eclipse. And every one of them is adjustable. You can take that clip and you can can it to whatever position you want, for the most part, and find that comfort zone, that sweet spot.
The thing about both the Eclipse and the Incog is that they're hard shelled, but they've got a fuzzy covering, so they're comfortable. But you have weapon retention with that, which means weapon control with that when you're carrying the gun. And I think that's having control and knowing where the gun is and all that other stuff. That's very important in your day to day when you're carrying a gun, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, there are different various opinions too as far as where you should carry your gun, and especially if you're wearing an IWB such as an Incog. You know, for me, for example, you know, I only believe in appendix carry. And the reason being, that's from my law enforcement experience. I've always wanted my weapon in front of me. I wanted my weapon in a position where I could easily access it if I need be. And to me, carrying it appendix style, for example, is just is less noticeable to the common person out there who's looking for, you know, looking to see if you have a weapon on or whatever. And for me, weapon retention is huge, and that's what it's all about here at G-Code. And what people don't realize, our holsters, you know, there's only a 2/1000th of an inch lead way in the channel ways within our holster. So our holsters are specifically designed for the specific weapon platform that we advertise on our website. And that allows that weapon to have that snap to it so that it is secure. And with our clip system inside the waistband, it'd be very, very difficult for that weapon to accidentally pop out of that holster.
Well, I've carried a couple of inside-the-waistband holsters before where when I drew the weapon, and they were hard-shelled, right? But when I drew the weapon, the whole holster came with it.
Absolutely. I've actually had that happen, too, and I've had some other holsters that are designed to be snug to your body. And in fact, I was on a firing line one time, and I was using a different holster, and I did that. And as I came up on target, you know, of course, my holster was there, so that was kind of embarrassing for me. But with the Incogs, you're not going to have that with our clip design. And what people don't realize, too, that tactical fuzz, you know, we call it tactical fuzz, and we have different colors for it, but it serves a purpose. It's a coating on the outside of that holster that allows for the holster to breathe, so to speak, and it's more comfortable when you're wearing it inside the pants because part of that holster obviously is going to be touching your body. So the fuzz is designed, you know, it has a practical use for it, but it also has a comfort use. And that's what we're looking at, you know, for the person that carries every day.
It's a little bit like suede. When it feels like they've wrapped it in suede and somehow glued it, and there's no wrinkles, no nothing. It's just like it's like it was grown that way. I don't know.
Exactly. You know, our process. You know, we have our own process that we utilize here to get the coating on the holster. And of course, when we put that coating on the holster, it's designed to stay on the holster for the lifetime of the holster. You know, obviously, sometimes there could be some errors, and if there are, and some of that fuzz starts to peel, of course, we have a lifetime warranty anyway. You know, all our customers have to do is say, hey, I'm starting to see a little bit of a peel here, and then we'll replace that absolutely, because the coating is what makes this holster, to me, very popular with a lot of people, because it's just comfortable. Now, you know, you have straight Kydex with no coating on it, and you wear it inside the waistband, it may be a little bit uncomfortable, but that coating adds that extra layer of protection and comfort for the user, so while you're carrying the gun, you don't even know it's there, and it doesn't really bother you.
Can you hold on with me to the next segment?
Yes, sir, most definitely.
We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. I can tell you some more about them, but we're going to talk about them anyway. Me and Robin, because Robin Knapp from G-Code is joining me again. On the G-Code page, Robin, it says, what is a premium holster? In short, a premium holster works. No excuses, no surprises. It performs properly over and over, feels comfortable all day, and makes you look good doing it. And the G-Code line of holsters defines premium. You agree?
I absolutely agree. You know, the thing about our company, and I take a lot of pride in our products. Our CEO, Mr. Evans, you know, spent years perfecting his method of making a Kydex holster, and obviously, you know, his biggest thing was the quality of our product. You know, we stand behind the quality of our product. A lot of people out there can make Kydex holsters, but I don't think a lot of them can make it to the level that we make it, because we use the highest quality of Kydex possible. We've got some very stringent quality control procedures that are in place to ensure that the holster that we make is designed specifically for that particular weapon platform that we're advertising for. So there's no room in there where you can buy our holster and maybe another holster that's similar or same size could possibly fit in there. It's designed for that particular weapon, and it's done that way for weapon retention. That's our biggest thing that we, our biggest concept that we focus on is weapon retention. You know, if you're going to have a holster to carry your weapon that you trust, then you need to trust your equipment as well. And our holster has to be at the same level as that weapon system that you're carrying. And number one, it needs to retain it precisely to minimize any accidental, you know, removal of that weapon, et cetera. And we also are looking at the person who's carrying it as well. We want to find that comfort zone and also make it as concealable as possible when we're talking about our IWB holsters. But the same goes with our OWB holsters as well, our OSH SOC series holsters and our XSTs.
The as modular as these things are, what kind of feedback do you get from females? How many females are buying these and using them?
Actually, quite a few, to be honest with you. A lot of them that, you know, that I deal with on a daily basis are either in the law enforcement career field or some instructors. It's really tough because, you know, women and men are obviously different, and their style is different, and it's a challenge for a holster company to design the perfect holster for the females in terms of how they want to carry it, because a lot of females want to carry their gun with them, but they don't necessarily want to carry it on their body. But we do have a lot of females that are calling who do like our Eclipse because it's a smaller type holster. And they're learning how to wear it, you know, according to how they dress. And I'm starting to see a lot more females that are indicating that, hey, you know, I want to carry a gun and I don't want to put it in my purse or a bag. I want to have it on me so that I can, you know, have quick access to it. So definitely starting to see an increase in a lot of females that are interested in our Incog line, for sure.
One thing I noticed... I was being asked a question in the chat room about if you have any issues with excess big dot sights. I've got a Glock that Adams Arms reworked and put a RMR on, and most of the time they advise you to put suppressor sights, which are have a very high profile on the gun,
right?
On the front anyway. And not only did my OSH that I still carry it around in, I've got an older OSH that still works, so I don't need to replace it. The channel going across the top to accommodate the sights, I've still got a whole lot of room that I could stick an even bigger sight than, you know, the one I've got on the front now looks like a great white shark fin. And but this accommodates it really good, and because of the way it was cut, and this holster, I think I had this before the RMR revolution began,
right?
But it's cut perfectly to accommodate the RMR, and
exactly.
as is the Incog.
Exactly. And what we do, you know, what people don't realize is that when we design the mold for our particular weapon systems, okay, we take into consideration there are going to be various different types of sights out there. People are going to want. a specialized particular weapon with a threaded barrel, or this may have suppressor sights, or the front sight maybe taller, like you mentioned with your shark fin there. The weapon is precisely fitted for that particular holster, but we allow enough space on top of the slide, or the top of the slide portion of the holster, to allow for those extra or the larger front sights or even the rear sights. With the RMR revolution, you're absolutely right. You know, we get a lot of requests for the RMR, and we'll have customers that'll place an order and say, hey, can you cut this for an RMR, and which we do honor. They send us a picture, and then we adapt our NCOG according to what particular RMR that they're utilizing. So despite that channel way that allows you for the front sight and the back sight, the weapon is still perfectly fitted into that holster. So it's not going to cause an issue whatsoever.
One thing I do want to point out, part of, and I, you know, I've got salient guns as well. And one thing they do to the salient guns, and one thing that happened to this particular Glock was, slide reduction.
Mm-hmm.
And still, the positive retention on the holster, despite the fact there's less material there for it to grab, it still makes a pop when you, I mean, it grabs it and holds it. So.
Exactly.
I'm impressed. We're coming up on the next break, okay? When we get back, if you have the time to stay through the next segment, we've been talking, we talked a lot about the holsters, and we haven't talked anything about the Scorpion line, and you guys have expanded your belt lineup, too.
Yes, we have.
I want to talk about that. The belt line, first of all, before you guys got Mean Gene, I didn't know that you guys had an active shooter belt. I've always been so focused on the holsters and the other things that I did not realize that you had your own belt before that. But that's all coming up next segment. You can find G-Code at tacticalholsters.com. Go check out. There's a couple things you might want to check out if you want to have some truly unique gear. You can look at the Marsoc, Bloodstripe series.
Right.
Look at the HSP line. That's the Haley Strategic Partners collaboration they've got there. And by all means, look at the Scorpion, which right. I think the Scorpion eclipses a whole lot of stuff. Maybe to a degree, the DP3. Although I think, you know, it's apples and oranges. Both fruit, but doing it a different way. But I really like the Scorpion series. But we'll be right back. My guest this hour from G-Coach, Robin Knapp, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour from G-Code, which is they bring you this second hour, is Robin Knapp. And I've never talked belts with you before, but before you got Mean Gene Leather, which we'll get to in a minute, you had your own in-house belt, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we designed one of our designers here designed what we call the G-Code Active Response Shooter Belt. Kind of looking at a belt that was not your normal duty belt or anything of that nature, but something smaller, thinner, but practical that you could wear every day that'll allow quick access. In other words, you could put your equipment, your holsters, or whatever you may want to carry on this belt. You could leave it in your trunk, or you could actually wear it. But if you needed it, you could pop it on very quickly. It was secure. It's heavy duty, well made, and it allows you to have quick access to your equipment. I mean, in a minute. And I know that they were working on this for some time to kind of help the individuals out, the individuals, especially the tip of the spear guys, the ones that are out there that may need this. And then, of course, our regular shooters that go out to the range a lot, something that's easy to put on and get ready for business, so to speak.
Yeah, it's got a Cobra buckle. But what is the underneath the G-Code emblem? There's a paracord loop. Is that like for a flashlight, just to have it close to you if you, or what's that for?
Right. No, that's basically, we've added that. You have the option. You don't have to have that, but that basically is our D-ring loop where you can add something like your keys or you want to attach something. Now, obviously, you don't want to put something there that's extremely heavy, but it gives you extra capability, to clip on your keys, whether they be your house keys, car keys, handcuff keys, whatever, something small that you may need, like a little flashlight, anything like that. So it's kind of like more of a utility accessory for that belt.
I like it. I like it a lot.
It's nice. It's a very nice belt. With the Cobra buckle, it's solid. It's well-made. It's got a great design concept to it. All of us have one. You know, I have one in my car, and some of us here actually wear it to work every day, So it's very convenient, and we love it.
Now, you guys recently became a dealer for Mean Gene Leather. And now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with Gene Higdon, he started out his career as a saddle maker. This is a guy that likes to shoot with the best of them, likes to run around and train as hard as he can train, but at the end of the day, he is happiest in front of a sewing machine.
That's true.
And he designed two leather belts that you guys carry, one the shooter's belt and the other one the barbarian belt. Now, have you tried either one of those?
Actually, I have the barbarian belt, and I tell you what, I love Mean Gene. Mean Gene is—he's a smart man, and you're absolutely right. He absolutely loves to deal with leather. He knows how to sew, but beyond that, he's kind of a forward thinker when it comes to things like a belt. A lot of people out there like leather, no doubt. I mean, I absolutely love leather as well. And when he designed these belts, he designed it out of the highest quality possible, understanding that, people who use these belts to go out to the range or to wear shooting competitions, et cetera, the belts are going to undergo a lot of stress. So he made these belts with some very thick material, and he put a lot of work into it. It's a neat concept. Now, the barbarian belt, for example, I absolutely love because you have the claws on the inside that basically connect to the belt, and it's got a great clip on the front. It's very easy to access. And when you hold one of these belts, I'll tell you what, you'll know it's top quality.
Well, I've got one, and I've been running it, and I've got a barbarian. That is a true hybrid of old world and new development, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like I said, Gene's a smart man, and he listens to everybody. He knows what sells in terms of what people are requesting for a belt. And again, you have your group of people that absolutely love leather belts like I do, and then of course I like the nylon belts as well. And so he had this in mind when he designed this. He wanted a belt that was going to be sturdy, was going to be strong to meet the needs of the shooters out there, but he also wanted something that was kind of in line with the newer concept as far as quick access, taking on or taking off, et cetera. So when he came up with the barbarian belt, we were kind of like, wow, this is pretty neat, Gene. So we definitely all had to have ours fitted, and we're wearing them.
Yeah, that's Gene. There is no standard size with Gene. Mean Gene Leather, you take a measurement, you send it to Mean Gene. Mean Gene cuts you a belt.
Exactly.
Scorpion Light, the Scorpion series, how is that? How's that being received?
Very well, very well. The Scorpion series is very, very popular right now with a lot of people.
I can imagine.
The concept of is just fantastic. You got an exoskeleton shell, basically. You've got your shock cord that's wrapped around it, and it is so flexible and durable that it's unbelievable. In fact, I have a couple of them, the magazine carriers and the pistol mag carriers that I have on my bag, which has Molly straps. And I have literally on the outside of my bag that carries other things other than a magazine. A lot of the end users are loving the Scorpion series, and a lot of the LEOs out there are taking a look at it. They're doing tests and evaluations on the Scorpions, and they're coming back saying, hey, we really love this, and we definitely want to outfit our teams with the Scorpion series because it's so flexible. And recently we came out with a new adapter as well as far as the Scorpion is concerned, in terms of the magazine carriers, or the rifle magazine carriers. We got the two pistol mag adapter now that you can attach to the rifle magazine carrier that allows you to carry the magazine or the rifle magazine along with two pistol magazines. So it's a pretty neat concept.
Yeah, I was at it at the beginning of the month last month. I went to an event and I took some of that stuff with me. And there was a tactical instructor there named Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics, and he'd never encountered G code before. So I was handing him off stuff, and you know, I started. I had the sock holster you'd sent me, and I had my regular G code OSHs, and then I got to the Scorpions. And I handed off the Scorpions, and Aaron is a young fella, and he had that oh my gosh, it's Christmas time look in his eyes when he saw that. So
the Scorpion series is doing really well. Its popularity, you know, soared recently, and the more that people use it and find different various uses for the Scorpion products, the more they like it. So it's definitely up there as far as one of our top sellers, and we absolutely love it. You know, the concept to develop that particular carrying system or the mag carrying system, it took some time and a lot of experimentation. But you know Scott Evans, and he's a thinker. He's always thinking ahead. He's always trying to improve something. And once he gets something that you think, hey, this is great, he finds a way to improve it even more. So that's what's really fun about working here.
Well, see, I was about to say, we're about to run out of time, but I was about to say, look at G-Code today and look at them a year from now. They're going to look completely different. They'll still have the old stuff that works beautifully, and they will have advanced beyond another level. Thanks for turning around real quick and taking the time to be with me today. Give my regards to Mr. Evans and Mr. Lockhart and all of the G-Code crew.
I definitely will, Bill. It's been a pleasure, and I'll definitely pass on your regards to Scott and to Jesse as well.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. G-Code. There's a reason I only carry this stuff. There's a reason this is the stuff I run. Check them out. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right, last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. We just talked about them exhaustively. I will get all of you to try one, believe me. You know, any rational person that pays attention to what has gone on before us and what is going on now understands that the reason that you would want to have a firearm registry is it makes it easier to confiscate those weapons later from the law abiding. A registry doesn't stop crime and it doesn't solve crime unless for some reason the assailant leaves the gun behind. And it doesn't make anybody safer. It does give the federal government an easy pass on the highway of tyranny, though. And this is of extra import when it comes to military veterans, as the Obama administration has made it abundantly clear that it views veterans as a terrorist subset of America. And case in point is Operation Vigilant Eagle, a program launched by the Department of Homeland Security in 2009. Military veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan were being characterized as extremists and potential domestic terrorist threats because they may be disgruntled, disillusioned, or suffering from the psychological effects of war. That's called the human condition, by the way. How easy is it to get on the bad list? Well, try posting something negative about Obama on Facebook. Or write a song about him and then put it on YouTube. Now, that may sound a little bit crazy, but not according to 27-year-old Marine veteran Brandon Raub, who was arrested in 2013 by a swarm of FBI and Secret Service and forcibly detained in a psychiatric ward for a week. His crime, his high crime, posting controversial song lyrics and political views on Facebook. Now, if you want to hear just what kind of a radical young Brandon is, here's one of his radical Facebook statements. The United States was meant to lead the charge against injustice, but through our example, not our force. people do not respond to having liberty and freedom forced on them. How is this man allowed to walk amongst us? On August 20th, government officials pointed to his Facebook posts as the reason for his incarceration. The scary part is that a special justice ordered he be held for 30 additional days for evaluation and treatment. You know, a whole lot of treatment can take place in 30 days. Just look at China. They have treatment centers for people that speak out against the government, too. Now, fortunately for young Mr. Robb, the circuit court judge, Alan Sharrett, stepped in and dismissed the case against him, stating the prosecution case was so devoid of any factual allegations that it could not reasonably be expected to give rise to a case or a controversy. That's bad enough. Now you've got the VA in on this. They want vets to voluntarily enter their firearms into a federal registry. Some veterans have received a form letter in recent days from the VA offering gun locks if they return a completed form listing their name, address, and number of guns in the home. The letter states, so benevolently, as your partner in health care, we are committed to keeping you and your family safe. Gun locks have been shown to greatly reduce death and injury caused by firearms in the home. If you own a gun, we hope you will request and use a gun lock. That's right. Just give us all the information we want about your guns, and we will give you a shiny new gun lock for each of them, so it will be harder for you to get to them when we storm your house in the middle of the night to take them away from you. The Native Indians on Manhattan got a similar deal back in the day. You know, there's nothing inherently evil about gun locks if you have kids in your household. But let's not for a moment pretend that this isn't a blatant attempt to get firearm information on people that this administration views as a threat. If they were really interested in handing out gun locks, if the VA was, they would make the locks available at VA offices and hospitals and clinics for vets to come in and take a couple without having to forfeit their privacy to their ever-invasive eye of the government. It'd just be, you know, they don't need to know that. And they know they don't need to know that. We know they don't need to know that. We know why they want to know it. So to all the veterans of this country who serve, you know, only 1% of the overall population in all time here in the United States has ever served in the military. Somebody that goes into the military simply by that stat alone is deserving of more than this. So for those of you that served with honor and distinction, don't be complicit in this. Don't facilitate your own injustice. Give them a pass for this, because the only benefit that will come of it will be making the FBI's job easier if they have to storm your house and take your guns. Don't be a part of it. Finally, as we get ready to go away, here is the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. There was a shooting, according to KXAN.com. They report a man who feared for his and his family's life, A man who feared for his and his family's safety shot and killed a man who had run away from a South Austin group home Monday morning, according to Austin police. They write, when the man went to the home on Brantley Bend, he banged on the door and was able to force his way into the front entryway. Homeowner was alerted to the previous banging by his wife, at which point he went to his front door and fired his weapon at the suspect, striking him in the front of his body. Absolutely tragic. The man who was breaking in was autistic. Everything about this is unfortunate. At the same time, everything about this homeowner's response was reasonable from his perspective, because he was facing a forced entry of his home by an agitated stranger. To me, this is all absolutely good to go, righteous. But not according to the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. Coming from a MySpace post, which do people actually use that still? Some of the comments on this posting from the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence acolytes that are out there. How sad that people's first thought upon hearing banging at the door is not maybe somebody needs my help, but rather I need to kill this person in case they're trying to kill me. Probably has something to do with that one home invasion every 12 seconds thing happening. Andrew Angove, more guns, more guns, more guns, because there's absolutely no legitimate reason for a stranger to be at your front door. Just open and shoot, ask questions later, right? People today are sick. Society's taking huge steps backwards because of expletive deleted like this. There was no opening the door. It was kicked open. Ross Miller, another case where if the homeowner did not have a gun, both people would be alive now. Tell me about why every moronic, paranoid, expletive, deleted should be armed. Patty Brown, there are ways to keep would-be intruders out, like keeping outside lights on, doors and windows locked, security system. If the gun owner won't do any or all of these, then they are just wanting to shoot someone. In this case, the man was autistic. I am referring to other situations. There are nonviolent ways of protecting you and your loved ones. Only harm an intruder if they're trying to harm you first. What if I'm out on a walk, need help, and knock on your door? Gonna shoot first and oops after? This poor man and his family didn't deserve this. So sickeningly little regard for human life. Karen Webb. I don't know if I have time to get her little ditty in. I'm as anti-gun culture as any, but you need to understand this. The shooter in this case is an ordinary guy who believes he was protecting his family. The man forced himself into the house, and there probably wasn't enough time to determine his motives. Bingo. She nails it. You don't have the time to sit back there and say, are you ill? Mentally deranged? Autistic? Drunk? You don't have time for that. So, I guess what we need to do is whoever's in, you know, if Coalition of South Gun Violence. Enough said. I'll comment on that another time. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.